shook as many hands, I think, was when Celeste and I got married. And it really is wonderful. It was about a little over a year ago, March of last year, when I first decided to begin this quest. And shortly thereafter, I attended a central committee meeting. And I sat next to a big fellow by the name of Mike Landy. He's sitting right over here. For those of you who don't know, Mike is our long-term budget and planning chair. Mike also sits on the St. Cloud City Council. Well, we got to chatting, and I explained that I was running for the U.S. Senate seat. And Mike was supportive, you know, he said, very nice. And it was only later on, actually this year, when we met when I was up in St. Cloud, and he admitted to me what he was really thinking back then. And I quote, he said, when I said I was going to be running for the Senate, he said, "That's nice, and I'm going to be the next pope." I didn't realize at the time, you know, how out of touch he was with reality about running. Well, Mike has, a year has passed, and Mike has become one of my greatest supporters. He's seen my single-minded focus and determination, and he's seen me grow in skill as a candidate. And there was another quote he gave recently. It was in an email message, and I'm going to save this one for my scrapbook, Mike. He said, and I hope I get this exactly right, he said, "Short of the second coming of the Messiah, he is the most worthy and prominent candidate we can offer up to the public." Now, that's two things he said. I can only conclude he's a very religious fellow. My campaign message is very simple, and Hub really talked about it a little bit. It's about responsibility. It's about fairness, and it's about justice between generations. We call it intergenerational justice. It's about making the right choices for tomorrow, but making them today, making the kinds of choices that create the kind of world we want 5, 10, 20 years down the road. It's about having the wisdom and the discipline, the maturity, and the courage to make those kinds of decisions. They aren't always easy to make. But it's about willing to sacrifice a little bit today to create that kind of world. And it's about having that kind of leadership. I don't believe we're getting that kind of leadership today in the person of Rod Grams, and that's why I'm running. I could talk about issue after issue, and I'm going to talk about national debt, and you're going to hear me talk about this, so we don't have any more national debt, which is going to be many, many years away. So, you know, we've been looking at budget deficits for nearly two decades, and our national debt has grown from about $1 trillion to almost $6 trillion. And we spend about $300 billion per year in interest alone. That's almost as much, actually, that is about as much as we spend on our entire military budget. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that if we didn't have that interest burden, if you're a conservative, you would be pleased to know that our taxes could be lower. If you're a liberal, you'd be pleased to know that we could have more government services. This $300 billion, I have a hard time thinking about anything constructive coming out of having that debt today. And I don't know about you, I don't have any faith that our leadership will deal with this debt effectively. After all, the Democratic and Republican parties are the parties that created this debt. We didn't create it. I mean, we have nobody in office, so obviously it's not our fault. So this is an absolute core issue for me. But you look at the position Rod Graham took. We just saw the projection of a budget surplus. Then we saw him take an immediate stand that we should have a major income tax cut. You know, I'd love a tax cut personally. It'd be great. I'd love to pay taxes. I don't like paying taxes on any more than the next person. But we have so much more to gain as a society by using that surplus and reducing our national debt. It means perhaps we don't have as much to live on today, but it means we as a society invest more in the future, that all of that money that is used for paying down the national debt gets returned to the private sector. It's all available for investment in the private sector. Businesses, it pushes down interest rates, causes economic growth to accelerate. It's all positive. We just need a little bit of maturity to make that kind of decision. I don't have any faith in Rod Graham's in any way dealing with this, as he's focused on an ideology which isn't appropriately applied. So, that's where I stand on that issue. I don't believe he's taking a position. I don't believe there's a concern for the future. I don't believe he's taking a position that's responsible to our children. There simply isn't the intergenerational justice. I stand before you today and I ask for your endorsement as the person that will represent this party in the U.S. Senate race. I want you to know I do not take this endorsement lightly. I don't take it for granted. If you choose to endorse me, it will be a profound honor and one which I will cherish all of my life. Regardless of what you decide, I want you to know that I have cherished your support, your advice and counsel over this last year, and most of all, your friendship. I thank you very much.